We're going to do that, that's for sure. It's been a good career for you, though. I mean, to start out kind of bad with the injury, but everything kind of went in full with that. I know it's a young season. What are you kind of looking forward to with the linebackers that are coming up that you've been kind of tutoring over?
I'm looking forward just to the experience of enjoying the NFL season. I'm enjoying training camp. I'm enjoying the process. We have a good young group of players that I'm trying to be a part of this group. And I think we're a talented group. We proved that last year. And with a lot of the stuff we're continuing to build and new players, I think we're going to do even better things this year. So that's our stress and that's our goal in camp, to continue to improve. And then when we get to games, make it count.
What are you looking forward to with the night practice this evening?
Going home.
not going to dread coming to practices at all?
No, it's just, honestly, it's one of those things. I've gotten enough advice from folks, from players, friends that have retired and been done that, I want to enjoy the process, and whether it be the ugly parts or the fun parts, just enjoy it all. And knowing there's no coming back, once you're done. So, like I said, my focus is not on that, is on what's on plane and having a good practice tonight.
Chad, can you talk about how you think the practices against the Bengals will be beneficial for you this coming weeks?
Well, it's always nice to go play against somebody else. I think that time at camp is, we're not there yet, but we're going to be close by that time. So I think it's going to be good for us to get to see somebody else. The Bengals are a good physical football team. They're a playoff team every year. They have a core group of guys. They've been there for a long time. They're very talented, and they're physical, which is the kind of football team that we want to be and are trying to be every week. So I think it's a great matchup for us. I anticipate the practices to go well and us to get a lot out of them. Oh, I think that's why, I think we work a lot of situations, red zone, 2-minute, and just third downs and just work situations. You get a lot out of that with those guys. Like I said, them being a talented, good football team, we're going to have our hands full with them, which is going to be fun. It's going to be a fun challenge for us.
How good can this defense be as a whole? Is this the best defense you've seen in all camp?
Yeah, we're just not prepared to answer that question. I mean, it's so early. What we've done last year and the steps we took are just what they are. I mean, the steps we took doesn't mean anything's going to happen this year. I mean, I've been a part of seasons where you've been way down to way up. I mean, you just don't know until you go play games and you put it on the field. I mean, the practices are going well. We're getting a lot out of them. We're improving, but it doesn't matter.
Chad, how much continued progress have you seen out of Eric Kendrick?
Oh, I think he's done exactly what we anticipated. He just took off where he left off from last season, and he's a great player, a good kid, and he wants to be great, and he works at it, and he listens and takes coaching. I mean, you can't draw up a young kid better than Eric and how his approach has been, and his willingness to go in and do different things and just play hard all the time. And he's got a great career in front of him, and I'm excited for him.
In hindsight, how tough is it for a rookie to step in as a starter, middle linebacker, kind of the quarterback of the defense a little bit, and he's a rookie and all that?
It's a challenge, but he obviously had some help either from me or Anthony, times, and that's a big help for him to not have to be in complete control, but there was times that he had to do that too. So, I mean, he's kind of seen it all. And, in this day and age of the NFL, we've seen this NFL change in my tenure of where guys are coming in and having to play big roles early, no matter what position you're playing. It's fun to learn new things, fun to learn new coverages, new designs, new blitzes. It's fun to do them, but it's a challenge mentally to go out there and go through the preparation of all the movement stuff the offense can give you, shifts, motions, and then how that changes your defense. And so it's a challenge, but it's fun. I mean, it's what gets you fired up to go and learn something different.
Chad, you talked about wanting to enjoy training camp, have fun with it. Is that partially what plays into you seemingly always goofing around with the other guys? You're like, in today's walkthrough, going and kind of sprinting and breaking up that pass from Teddy?
It's kind of... I'm not sure how long you've been around. It's kind of been my mentality my entire career, through college, through high school. And, I mean, if you're not enjoying yourself out here, and competing as hard as you can every snap, I mean, you're just not here for the right reasons or doing it right. I mean, in my opinion, there's obviously a time to really buckle down and focus, and that's obviously the high majority of this high-stress job. But if you can't, laugh at yourself, laugh at your group of linebackers, have fun, it's going to be a long season.
Chad, you had a chance to check out the new stadium. How excited are you to play in there?
I appreciate your sunblock application, first of all. I think that I think, you know, we're going to have as good a digs as anybody in the NFL. Obviously, the newest. Played in Dallas Stadium or whatever they call that place down there. I just think what we have here is going to be pretty special. It's going to be a great opportunity for our community with the different events that are going to come here. The Super Bowl coming up, the Final Four, the X Games. You can just see the events that are starting to come. And as being a Twin Cityan, I think it's you know, really fun for me and my family over and above football to just know what opportunities are going to be presented to us just by having that facility. And it's, you know, obviously we all, in some way, for all Minnesota taxpayers, played a part in that. And it's something we should be proud of. I know with Target Field, it's the same way. I go there and enjoy that and know that every dollar was spent well that I spent in that place. And it's just a fun place to have, and I think this place is going to be the exact same. And obviously great corporate partnership with U.S. Bank. I mean, their stronghold in here in the Twin Cities is such a great great relationship for the Vikings, and it just all went really well.
Good season.